Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we always look forward to this all week long, actually, our Fido Friday. And today our feature features, the reason we've been playing Jim Morrison and the Doors' Riders on the Storm is because of this organization, which has the best name of all, Orphans of the Storm. And with us, Beth Ann Galbraith and a cute little pug named Peanut. Beth Ann, nice to have you on this morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Doing well.
How did you come up with the name Orphans of the Storm? Because I love the title.
Sure. So my mother started Orphans of the Storm in 1969.
Wow.
And Orphans of the Storm is from a movie that was before my time that my sister, that my sister come up with. And it's been there ever since. So lots of people think we are from one of the hurricanes or storms that come through.
Well, that's what
that
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Well, no, but and I thought you were probably just old hippies. You know.
We're kind of it's from any storm of life that they come to us. These animals. That's what we stand for.
Well, I love that. Now, and how many animals do you have up for adoption, or how many animals have come to you, as you say?
Since the beginning or right now?
You pick up wherever you want.
We always have between, I would say, 40 would be the lowest, and up to 100 dogs, the same cats. They're not all in our shelter. We have a foster-based system, too. So they're between the shelter and our fosters.
Well, tell us about Peanut. She's a cutie.
Peanut, we... our partners and partner with several organizations that are from out of our area, as do lots of shelters and rescues now. There are so many animals in other areas of the country that do not have the same type of homes that we can get, don't have the same type of systems as our shelters have here. And I truly believe, and lots of us do, that we have been doing spaying and neutering for so long that it has made a difference.
Sure.
So if we have people that come to us and we don't have the type of animals they're looking for, or we hear of animals that come from, you're going to sleep, from very areas that have an overabundance of intake, we try to help them. So that's why Peanut came to us. We have a pretty good system of trying to take in special needs animals and placing them. And I saw Peanut and thought we could help her on her journey to find her new forever home.
She's a sweetheart. She's 9 years old?
She is 9 years old, yes.
You know, she's probably
a little nugget.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you were.
Oh, I'm sorry. Zoom. I said she's a cute little nugget.
She is. Very nice little girl. Yes.
Now you said she has limited eyesight, correct?
Does, yes. It may not progress. It may stay the same it is. We and it may progress. We don't know at this time.
Yeah.
But lots of dogs have no eyesight, and they, you know, once they get acclimated to their areas, they do very well. And she does very well. She does steps, goes for walks in our field below us with the volunteers, she has no problems.
We had a dog, my razzmatazz, late in life. She became blind, but could just knew where everything was and followed her nose, you know? So
right.
It was amazing. Where is Orphans of the Storm located? Where are you folks?
We are on Route 85 in Kittanning.
Okay.
And you guys are a staple in Kittanning, too. Actually, a friend of mine, he actually just got a dog from you guys a few months ago. I named him Colt. Can't remember what he is, but he's got big paws and a big snout and everything like that. He's a cute dog, but you guys are a staple in Kittanning.
We are.
And have a very great reputation, and you know, just happy for you guys that everything's working out.
We try really hard, really.
Best way for people to get in touch with Orphans of the Storm, Beth?
Sure. Yep. Our email is orphansofthestorm@hotmail.com. We have, of course, the Facebook page, and our phone number is 724-548-4520. I will tell people ahead of time, we have two lines. They ring constantly here, and just be patient with us. We are, as the most of the world, are working on a little different adoptions and taking care of people. So, and we are swamped right now. So we will get to everybody, but sometimes we don't do it immediately and we ask for patience.
Understood. Beth Ann, thank you for your time. And Peanut, you be a good little girl.
Peanut has lost all of her patience today. She's like, I'm ready to play. Let's go.
She is. She'd like to be down running.
This radio interview crap. Beth Ann Galbraith and Peanut, Orphans of the Storm, are Fido Friday this morning on Y108. The race report's coming up next on Y108.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.